Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 7:07 on this 23rd day of December. Happy you chose to stay to spend the morning with us. I know a lot of people are wrapping up. I saw a report yesterday that most people kind of checked out on the 15th.
Like 15th mentally. Is a little early, but certainly this week people have probably checked out. And then next week's that week in between Christmas and the New Year where you don't know what day it is. You kind of forget what month it is. You're just kind of in a daze and sugared up. You're coming down from the sugar high and you're tired because everyone, as joyous as the holidays are, you know, when people are hosting or trying to get all the last minute gifts together, it's can be stressful.
That's true. That is very true. But, you know, we can never check out around here, ever. You never check out around here. We're always on top of things.
That's right.
You think?
Well, I thought a lot of people would be working this week like we are, but apparently
Mark checks out tomorrow.
he ditches us tomorrow. I clearly was wrong considering how many people were at Costco. I always think I'm being so smart by going, you know, at 11 o'clock or 10 a.m. on a random day of the week. I'm like, everyone else will be working. It's going to be amazing. No lines. Wrong. Avoid Costco. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say this about Costco, but just so you know, if you go, just be ready to wait in a long line.
Here was your wife fail. You needed to send your husband because on Sunday we had some people over to the house and my wife had ordered some sandwich trays from Costco and she goes, oh, you know what? I need you to go by Costco today and pick up those sandwich trays. And I'm like, yeah, no big deal. I got to run some errands, you know. And I drive up to Costco, had to park at the end of the parking lot. I'm walking in. I'm like, this is going to be a nightmare. And I get a cart and show my little card and I walk in there. And the first thing I saw was the line waiting to check out at the self-checkout. It stretched almost halfway across the store.
Yep, yesterday too.
Toward the back.
But people will wait in that line not realizing that you don't have to wait in that to go to the other checkout. Yeah, so I was seeing people when I walked right past them, they clearly realized what they were doing and they're like, oh, I'm not waiting in this line.
Well, the line that was almost equally as long was for the cheap hot dogs and the pizza.
I get that.
When I finally got through that line and checked out, I'm looking over there thinking, might want to have me a slice of pizza or one of their cheap hot dogs. And there were people standing in a long line, and then there were people standing around waiting to pick up their orders. And I'm like, not a chance. I'm just going to eat one of these sandwiches that I just picked up on the way home.
I hope they were good.
That worked out for me. Oh, very good. They were pretty good. Yes, indeed. They make some good cakes there, too.
Oh, yeah. And they're like $10.
Yeah.
I know. Their cakes
are
amazing.
Costco commercial, but you got to pay for it. You got to pay to play.
You
over
also
there.
Can't order online. That's one of my biggest gripes. You have to go there in person to place an order and then go pick it up.
So, did you see where they've laid off? I think or suspended like the police chief up at Brown University. The story is kind of picking up a little bit of steam because now there's a janitor at the university who apparently says, "Hey, I warned them about this a week before. I saw this same guy and I went to security twice and said, there's some dude keeps casing the halls. I've never seen him before. You need to go check that out." And security basically blew him off and said, "That's not our job."
Well, the question was, how did he get such easy access into that classroom or into the building in general? Because even though he was a student, he wasn't a current student. So he probably would not have had, unless he stole one of the badges to get you in.
See something, say something. The janitor saw something, said something, and they didn't do anything about it. So they needed, obviously, some new leadership. I mentioned it was like the Keystone Cops up there during that whole investigation, but a very strange turn of events there, I think. Coming up, we'll get to our friend Todd Pyro, host of Fox & Friends First. Bottom of the hour, Mark Walters. The DOJ, under Donald Trump, has now sued Washington, D.C., because they have a ban, like they do in the state of Illinois, on semi-automatic firearms, right? Which flies in the face of the Second Amendment. It's about time somebody challenged on it. We're going to talk to Mark Walters about that and some other stuff here at the bottom of the hour at 7:37. I promise you that. Right now, though, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I recognize and I've fully said from the beginning that we don't have the same freedom of speech laws that they have in the United States. And the reason for that is that we want to hold together our multicultural community and have people live in peace, free from the kind of vilification and hatred that we do see around the world.
So you get vilified if you're in America. I did a British accent there. You get vilified if you're in America because of freedom of speech, just so you know that. You need to get rid of freedom of speech to protect all the DEI candidates. Are you kidding me? Give me a break.
Yeah, you know, this is a virtually unheard of situation inside 60 Minutes. Weiss was primarily concerned about the lack of Trump administration voices in the piece. But Alfonsi said she tried and she was not given any interviews.
Brian Stelter, all these lefties are hating the fact that that Barry Weiss has taken over at CBS. They're claiming that staffers are being warned about meddling by CBS parent company. We'll see what happens.
And those with what he calls derangement syndrome are the ones who think that he's a good man. And it is not a good man. It's hardly even a human.
Poor Rosie O'Donnell. I hope they have padded walls in that house she moved to in Ireland. She looks like she is on the edge and in a round room over there somewhere. Her hatred of Donald Trump consumes her every waking moment.
Our border is secure. Our country is strong. Trillions of dollars is coming into our country from other countries. And $18 trillion, and that's just in 10 months. We think we could hit $20 trillion. That's investment in the United States, including plant and equipment.
Yeah, it's coming. And he's only been at this for 11 months. So I'm not surprised at all that it hasn't hit yet. But I know that it's going to. It's just a matter of time. And the thing yesterday that drove them all crazy is that they've introduced a new class of battleships. Now I know zero. My knowledge on building a warship is in the zero category. I'm fascinated by it. I know during World War II we were able to pump out ships out of these shipping yards at an incredible rate because of the demand. But I heard yesterday that these new class of battleship that will have a nuclear capabilities, the Trump class of battleship, are going to be the largest, most versatile warships. Of course, the best looking warship, according to Trump.
Best looking, biggest ever.
It's going to be the biggest.
Isn't
the best.
Isn't it the USS Defiant is one of them?
It's going to be huge.
Did I hear that was one
That's
of the names?
That's the first one.
Yeah, I kind of like
USS
that.
USS Defiant. The USS DJT will be next. Anyway, they said that they could build one of these in 2.5 years. That seems like an incredibly short amount of time to me to build something that massive.
Well, unless he's really pulling a lot of resources away. I don't know. I mean, how many people would it take to build something like that in that time frame?
Somebody asked him yesterday if it was in response to China. And he said, no, I have a great relationship with President Xi and China. This is about everyone. Like, peace through strength. We can project strength in these new battleships. And they want 20 to 25 of them ready to go. And the Navy is being tasked with leading the design. And they're expected to be ready early next decade. So that would be 5 years. But what I heard today was they could roll the first one out in 2.5 years. You got to start somewhere. I mean, if it's going to be an F-45 or an F-47 fighter, here's what I love about this. And I would assume some future administration could change this, but Trump is branding all of this stuff with his name. Like, I'm sure he's going to call that ballroom the MAGA ballroom or something like that.
The Trump ballroom.
maybe the Trump ballroom. The Trump Kennedy Center, which is driving him crazy. They'll try to change that. But if he's got a whole class of warships called the Trump class battleship, I don't know if they can change that or not. Like, you could change the name on a ship, but it's bad luck.
The Trump Kennedy Center thing I thought was kind of stupid. Like,
Trump didn't do that. His board did that.
Yeah, but I mean, he wanted it. Trump loves to stir the pot. It is funny, whatever. But some of this stuff's just unnecessary. I like the USS Defiant. He doesn't need to name everything after himself.
He knows how to.
Oh, I know.
Very
Ruffle
cheaply
feathers.
Buy real estate in the minds of his political enemies.
He's a great.
And he does it every day.
Yes, and he's very effective at it.
He's buying every day, for sure. All right, quick break. Todd Pyro coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
And those with what he calls derangement syndrome are the ones who think that he's a good man. And it is not a good man. It's hardly even a human. Humans are full of compassion and empathy. And he has zero. Z-E-R-O. Zero. And those with what he...
You know who is full of empathy and compassion? It's our friend, the host of Fox and Friends First, Todd Pyro.
You know, I wouldn't go that far. First off, Merry Christmas. Second of all, if I seem harried, it's because I just spent the last minutes leading up to our hit here, our final hit of 2025, mind you, trying to ship out a bunch of my wife's maternity clothes, dresses, things that she's not using anymore, so we can sell them and make money. Now, why am I doing that?
Okay.
Because I still have not gotten that request to speak in the great city of St. Louis, to which I say, look, that may be okay for this year.
Okay.
It may be okay for 2026 through 2031. But beginning in 2031, you guys don't have to worry about football anymore. So they're in Missouri. So I think between now and then, if not just in 2031, hire me to come down there and speak, and I'll fill the void left by the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah, the Chiefs have left a big void. That's funny. We were talking about it earlier. They had a special session, Todd, in the legislature this year, back in September, just to pass a law to make hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars available to the Chiefs to help rebuild their stadium, and it still wasn't enough. They're leaving anyway.
Yeah, sad.
That is sad.
They're not moving to, like, Saskatchewan or something. You
they're
know,
moving across the river.
Right. It's still going to be the Kansas City Chiefs, because you got one of those weird cities that it's in, like, 18 states.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It is weird. It is weird. So, back to the whole selling your wife's clothes thing.
Yeah.
Is that the thread-up thing where you package them
up? How did you know that?
Because my wife does it all the time.
Oh, so it works.
It does work. Eventually, you get back some gift card to, who is it?
I've never done that.
Lululemon or one of the, you can like pick gift cards and they'll, if you send them enough clothing, they'll send you gift cards to different retailers.
Wait, so is this better than Plato's Closet when you bring it there and you have a nice outfit and they give you like 25 cents for it?
I have no idea. All I know is that the bags are really heavy and usually it takes four or five of those big bags for her to get any sort of a discount card of some sort.
Interesting. Yeah, look, I sent a bunch of stuff. We'll see. I mean, this is our first time using it. This is one of those things where I was told, get this out of my house. And ThreadUp magically, coincidentally, at the same time, sent me this card. And I said, you know what? I'll just bring this crap to work, get rid of it, and we won't have to worry about it. How about that?
I love my wife. Actually, was listening this morning. She said it's a gift card to Athleta is what they've sent
that's
her.
That's a good brand.
Yeah.
Do you have a choice or you just get what they, like, you're going Athleta? Like, if... What if it's like, here's a gift card to Chili's? And my wife's like, well, I don't go to Chili's. Well, you're going now. I mean, like, how does this thing work?
Yeah, I want a gift card to the liquor store down the street. How does that work? Can I change that? I'm texting my wife, and I'm asking her, do you get a choice? And she said, yes, you do. So apparently there are several you can choose from when you donate.
Well, Play-Doh's will no longer get my stuff because I'd like more than a dollar.
Well,
I think it's easier because, you know, all I did was throw it in a bag and said, Fox Mailroom, your problem now, you know? So
we had our own problems with the Fox Mailroom once, remember?
Oh,
I sent you something and it never arrived.
It never arrived because we figured out you need to put personal and confidential, or for some reason, and I'm not accusing the people who I need to help me with a favor right now of impropriety, but it seems like if you don't write personal and confidential, it's not yours. It belongs to the system now. So there you go.
All right. And that is THREDUP, ThreadUp. If anybody is listening to us, They spell it funny for some reason.
Are we giving them a commercial? I mean, what's going on?
Well, no. But I got people on here commenting. They want to know what the company was. I'm just spelling it for them in case they want to go look and donate some of their clothes. Kim.
Well, that's fair.
Well,
that's
apparently nice. I'm going to.
Anybody named, I don't know, Kim.
Not pointing out anyone specific, but Kim.
In case you're going to Google that at some point. I don't know. What's news in your world today, Todd?
We did a story on when people check out, you know, emotionally, mentally for the year. And the date is usually the 15th of December.
That's
I announced
early.
On air that for me, it's December 23rd at 5:55, literally, when I read that story. So there you go.
I'll bet. So are you, are you filling in over the next few days? You get some time off?
No. I actually decided to act like one of the big boys this year. And okay. We don't have a show tomorrow or Christmas Day. And so there was no show to do. But then I was like, can I have the 26th off? They're like, sure, we'll get somebody in. And I was like, while we're at it, let's take the 29th too. So I'll be back on the 30th. So I get a nice 6-day break. And let's be realistic, I phoned it in the last 2 days. I went out there and I said, I'm going to lean on my God-given talent and the fact that I know these stories. There's nothing new. So I'm not going to lie, I didn't do a Todd Pyro level preparation. But in 2026, you brace yourself, America, because the level of insight, clarity, and context that I'm going to provide to these topics is going to be so powerful, so significant, that even you fine people of St. Louis, will not be able to avoid bringing me in for a public speaking gig where you pay me some shekels on the side.
Yep,
this is all, it's all part of a push to the public speaking. We're
going to
make it happen, even though I know you say there's no money in radio, and the statistics and, you know, financials belie that.
Would the gift card that Michelle's about to receive to Athleta, would that suffice as payment?
Yes. That's what I want. I will come there if you give me Michelle's $47.39 gift card to Athleta. It's enough. Get me on a plane.
Good luck prying that out of her hand. For sure. No kidding. So how about Christmas? Any big 1,000-piece toys you have to put together between now and Christmas Day?
You know, that's a great, great question, because I haven't been told that there is preparation involved.
Okay, all right.
We're going to dinner on Wednesday. Wednesday night, Christmas Eve night. I'm going to get of all 7 fishes in my gullet, along with, you know, a lot of wine. So if she needs me to, like, put my Tim the Toolman Taylor hat on, this ain't going well. Those kids are getting some messed up kitty house, let me tell you.
You need a little advance warning, just like me, no doubt about it. Well, Todd, listen, Merry Christmas to you and the family.
You as well. Can't wait to chat in 2026.
All right, buddy. Have a great one. Have a happy New Year as well. We'll talk to you soon. Appreciate that. Yeah, I got one out yesterday to start putting it together, only to find out it's a dressing table.
Womp womp.
For one of the kids, and one of the legs was missing.
Ugh.
Like, they didn't put it in the box. Well, good luck getting that spare from China at this point. So I'm having to go to Home Depot yesterday and see what I can do to rig it up to work. Well, we'll see. Maybe the kid won't notice. Maybe she'll be so excited she won't notice. All right, coming up, 2A Tuesday. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories, that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire 2 blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, happy to have our friend Mark Walters back, host of Armed American Radio and Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. How are you, my friend? Merry Christmas.
I'm doing wonderful. Merry Christmas to you, Mark. Merry Christmas to you, St. Louis. And Kim and I, we've already had our conversation. Good morning, Kim. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you.
Oh, man. So much to look forward to in 2026 when it comes to the Second Amendment, because I just have a feeling, like I had this feeling last year, that this is going to be the year that the Supreme Court is finally going to clear up all of this confusion that steps on the Second Amendment rights of all my friends across the river here in the state of Illinois, and maybe, according to this DOJ effort, in Washington, D.C.
I hope you're right. And I'm overly optimistic, I think. Maybe a little bit overly. I have to put the word overly in there, but I remain optimistic. The Supreme Court, in their conferences right now, has not declined to hear any of the cases yet, so they're still floating out there. And the most important ones of all that are going to impact the states that you mentioned will, of course, be one form or another of one of the cases that they have in front of them, and there are two right now, that being an assault weapons ban case. And I'd really like to see them take the Connecticut case. If they do that, it will lay to rest, finally, what they didn't do in the Fourth Circuit that we've talked about so many times before when that case was before them, the Snopes case, that could have cleared this up a year ago. We would have had an answer already coming up this summer. Hopefully we'll get an answer coming up this summer, because we missed our opportunity this past session. Yeah. So I hope you're right.
It's a good point. The DOJ put out a press release when it sued Washington, D.C., saying this: the MPD's current pattern and practice of refusing to register protected firearms is forcing residents to sue to protect their rights and to face wrongful arrest for lawfully processing protected firearms. So, in other words, people in D.C. can have these weapons, but they have to register them, and the city is refusing to do that, or the police are refusing to do it?
Not that they're refusing to do it because they've been sued into compliance. It's massive delays.
I see.
It's lollygagging around, and I'm proud to be on the board of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. And because when we see stuff like this, Mark, what this is, and I'll quote Alan Gottlieb, a right delayed is a right denied.
Yes.
And that's what's happening. And we see this foot dragging. And again, we point back to all of these blue states, and there are 12 in particular. We could name them, but we don't have enough time. I think everybody knows, particularly if you live behind one of them, that blue wall, ladies and gentlemen, you know the states we're referring to. But it's a constant foot dragging no matter what. And we've seen a huge amount of this in a post-Bruin environment, where they said, okay, well, we know we have to comply with the Supreme Court. We're just going to make up our own rules, force them to sue us into compliance. It will take them years, cost them a fortune. In the meantime, we'll drag our feet and we'll delay processing, we'll charge fees, and we'll make people sue us. That's the pattern that's been going on for the last 20 years. And honestly, they've been very effective at it. And thank God for organizations like the Second Amendment Foundation, the Citizens Committee, the National Rifle Association, the Firearms Policy Coalition, et cetera, who are at the forefront and the tip of the spear of suing these localities and states into compliance with the Bruin decision. It's been maddeningly frustrating, but not unexpected, frankly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I share your frustration on that. I don't even know how they've gotten away with it for as long as they have. We're talking to Mark Walters with Armed American Radio. I see you got a great story here on Armed American News dealing with the DOJ also suing the Virgin Islands over their lack of gun rights. I mean, I remember the Turks and Caicos story where a couple of Americans showed up down there and they had a travel bag with them. And at some point they used that bag to go to the shooting range potentially. And they found a bullet in the bottom of that bag when they scanned it, when these people arrived in like Turks and Caicos and they wanted to put them in prison for 10 years. Now the Virgin Islands thing is not that bad, but still I'm glad they're addressing it.
Well, they have to. And keep in mind, first of all, the one thing that I've got to go here, ladies and gentlemen, if you travel, never travel with a bag that you use to go to the range.
Right, right.
You're a human being. I'm not going to call you stupid. However, I'm not going to go that far. We're human beings and we make mistakes, but it's very simple to do. And I travel a lot for my job, particularly coming up starting in January through July. I'll travel to a number of functions, including, you know, things like the SHOT Show. I got to go to the Convention for Attorneys on Retainer, and we'll be at the NRA convention in Texas. So, guys, separate the two. Have a range bag and have a travel bag. Do not put the two together. Now, the big question is, when you talk about that one particular case going down to the Turks and Caicos, my question is, because they went through Atlanta, why wasn't it caught when they went through security in the United States?
That's a good point.
Okay, and it gets down there. Now, I've had that happen to me in the past where I found a small 22 round tucked way underneath in a suitcase, and I wrote a column about it for Concealed Carry Magazine many years ago, called Tink, Tink, Tink. Is the reason I titled it that was because when I got in to clean my suitcase, it fell out and it hit the tile floor of the hotel. Tink, tink, tink. I went, oh, no. How did I get through with that? Right? So we're human beings. We can make mistakes. And if we do that in a particular place, we could wind up seeing ourselves like a 74-year-old woman in prison for 6 months because she didn't have the $8,000 to pay the fine in the Bahamas to get back home. Guys, it's real simple. Just think ahead.
Well, that's what's crazy, the fines. And Mark Cox, I think you've asked the question, where is that money going? When TSA fines you for TSA, if you're traveling,
where does the money go?
Because it seems like it's just an arbitrary number of like, oh, yes, we're going to charge you $5,000 because we want to.
Well, if it's in one of the Bahamian countries, it's probably going in the pocket of the people who are charging her the $8,000, right? As far as the United States, it depends. And, you know, as my son just turned 21, and I made it clear he was traveling, we sent them out to the America Fest. They just got back on.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they had a wonderful time. They got to hook up with some of my partners, and they had a blast and got to see it all. It's the second time they've been, and they loved it. But, you know, he just started carrying his firearm regularly after September 30th when he turned 21. And I reminded him when he went to pack his bags, do not take that bag. Don't even think about taking that bag that you take to the range. Now, he's learned that from me. But I take, you know, those fines could be anywhere from $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, and they can charge you. Now, in Atlanta, it'd be a mistake. They let you go back out to your car. They're generally not that strict because of our permitting process here, et cetera. However, that doesn't mean that they can't find the crap out of you.
Thank you.
They do.
Even if they do, I had it happen to a friend of mine. He got a bill for $5,000. He forgot that he had his concealed carry gun in a briefcase. And, of course, they caught it. They told him he could go to the car and put it back. But they got his name. And a month later, a $5,000 fine arrived at his house. He had to hire an attorney, and he negotiated it down to like $500. But still, they'll do that to you. And I'd love to know where the money goes.
They absolutely will do that to you. I have no idea where that money goes. I don't think they know where that money goes, just like Tim Walz doesn't know where the $9 million in stolen funds goes. You know, who knows where that money goes? And when you're dealing with the city of Atlanta, They've just admitted that 315,000 votes were illegally counted the fact. You know, and that's where Atlanta, you know, so who knows? I have no idea. It's a black hole for sure. But the bottom line is you don't want to find yourself in that position to begin with. And I wish we had more time to talk about these things, because you just mentioned a great point when you said your friend had a gun in a briefcase. That's why I'm not a big fan of off-body carry. It's easy to remember or forget that you might not have that gun on your person all the time. So it's in a briefcase or a handbag, something like that.
Yeah.
Golly, you've got to remember those things when you go to travel, for crying out.
Same for a spare mag, Mark. And I probably told you that story, but I got caught with a spare magazine in a backpack. And I flew through St. Louis TSA, and they didn't catch me. They caught me at Ronald Reagan Airport in D.C. And I thought I was spending the night at the Hoosegow. And they checked my criminal background. I told them I was a concealed carry holder. They confiscated my $40 magazine and all the rounds that were in it, and they let me go on my way. And I got a letter a month later telling me, we've decided not to fine you, but we are going to prevent you from using TSA PreCheck for 5 years. So they banned me from TSA PreCheck.
Well, you can find yourself inadvertently on a no-fly list that you're not even aware of.
That's true.
You don't know who's making these decisions. And again, the easiest thing, ladies and gentlemen, and it's a good time, it's timely to talk about it right now because so many millions of Americans are traveling over the holidays. Please, please, please remember, if you carry a firearm, not to make these mistakes. Double, triple check your bag. Dump it out. You know, if it's a backpack, I know I don't use that backpack, but I check it anyway. It's just a good habit that I've gotten into. Look, it happens to the best of us. It happened to Ted Nugent's wife, Shemaine, a few years ago when she got caught with a firearm in Dallas inadvertently. And, you know, massive fines, no arrest, but thousands and thousands of dollars. And it made national news. You don't want to be in that position.
Well, my friend, enjoy your week off. You're taking a little time off, too, right?
Yeah, I'm doing the Todd Pyro thing. I'm taking the 6 days off. I was listening to Todd talk, and I'm for the first time, I taped yesterday's show, so Sunday's show was my last live show until Sunday, and I don't know what I'm going to do with myself other than play guitar very loud until my fingers and ears bleed, and I'm sure the neighbors are upset. I'll turn it down on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Mark, you could play the guitar with him.
Sure. Yeah, not with him. I could play the guitar, not at the same level Mark does. He's very good, my friend.
We'll have to put that together. We need to rock and roll together. We'll put that together.
Give me a really simple rhythm part, and maybe I can keep up with you. We'll see.
No problem.
Mark, Merry Christmas. Have a great new year, and we'll talk to you in the new year.
Oh, I love you guys, and thank you for the fight and everything that you do and for bringing me on the program. I love it so much. Merry Christmas, St. Louis. Merry Christmas, Kim. Merry Christmas to the staff and to you too, Mark.
All right, Mark, thank you. Armed American Radio, Armed American News. Go check him out there, and he's a great American. You'll love Mark's show on a weekly basis. All right, what are we talking about at Kim on a Whim?
We were talking earlier this morning about that Pennsylvania bus driver who put up some sign saying you have to speak English on the school bus for the students, and she ended up getting fired over it. And I'll tell you what, we really sparked a big conversation about that, about how crazy some of these kids are and the lack of punishment. I want to talk again about that because people have some strong opinions about it.
Kim on a Whim.
I'm curious to get all of your opinions about this whole situation out of Pennsylvania, where there's this bus driver who had posted some sign on her bus because she says there had been some rowdy bilingual students who had a history of riling up the other kids on the bus, and they would specifically speak Spanish. So she puts up this sign on the bus that says, out of respect for English-only students, there will be no speaking Spanish on this bus. Now, the conversation that we get into, which I think is an important one, is, okay, if you have a bunch of ruthless kids who are being bullies, what are you supposed to do about it? Because, yeah, I'm hearing there's a lot of cameras on the buses these days, which is what some of you were telling us on our text line, which, by the way, is open, 314-241-9797. But then who takes the time to actually watch the video? How often are they ever disciplined? Is it up to the bus driver to alert the school district to say, hey, we're having a repeated number of kids who are causing issues. I'd like you to review this camera footage. Are they then suspended? I have a hard time believing that you would have any disciplinary action these days.
I can't. Well, there's no disciplinary action in general.
But especially on a bus, because it seems like it'd be a lot easier to have bullying go unchecked on a bus. Because if you're in the classroom and the teacher catches you, they can march you down to the principal's office. Not that that stops a lot of the bullies, but that would be the course of action, and then that could potentially lead to suspension or, you know, even the kid getting expelled
at some
point.
I thought they had cameras on all the buses.
Right, but my point is, are they really effective? Is the bus driver supposed to report that to the school district, and then what? The school district actually has somebody sit down and watch the footage and then call out the students who were seen in the video bullying?
Kids are fearless these days. I remember when it was a big deal to get sent to the principal's office because you generally knew you're going to be in more trouble when you got home at the end of the day. Kids don't have that fear anymore. What, they go home and their mom and dad yell at them and send them to their room for a couple hours where they lay on social media and do God knows what? I mean, there's just no consequence for actions in the majority of households these days.
Well, if you were to send a kid to their room with their phone and they're able to get on social media, that would be probably the opposite of punishment. In fact, don't you think many teens these days would want that?
Sure.
Sure, yeah. Send me to my room. I'll happily go sit in there for 3 hours and scroll on TikTok.
That's why you used to prefer ISS to having to leave school, right? You could just sit in school suspension and talk with your friends. We called it the box at my high school.
Is that from personal experience, ISS?
We called it the box.
So that's a yes. Mark spent time in ISS.
If you ended up in school suspension for some reason, like maybe for too many tardies, getting to school late too often, then you had to go to the box. And it was like, I wouldn't call it solitary. There was a really high window that let a little bit of light in, but that was about it. You didn't want to be in the box.
I had to clean transparencies for my French class because I was late too many times. That was... not that bad.
Oh, that's horrible punishment.
Wow. You know what we need is like the movie Matilda. I'm gonna venture to guess that neither of you have seen the movie Matilda.
Multiple times.
Really? Okay.
My daughter loves it.
The chokey. That's what we need to implement here, just the chokey. In fact, there was a news story I saw the other day where some school district, I forget where, but they had something kind of similar to that. And understandably, people were like, this is ridiculous. This is torture and abuse for the kids.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Bindi's asking on Facebook, do school buses have an adult riding along because the driver has to drive? That's really what would be effective. The problem is they would say, well, we don't have the money to support that. We need more tax dollars to be able to hire someone specifically to sit on the bus and watch the kids and make sure that they're not misbehaving. And honestly, even if there was an adult, what would they really do? Because now the administrators are told that you can't even touch the student. It's like an open hand, open, what is it, palm up policy or something like that. Can't do anything. So with it, hey, stop saying that. Well, that's not going to work for some bully, right?
They've just about got to institute something like that. I mean, I thought it was pretty ridiculous that this lady ended up losing her job. And the soundbite you had is she's basically saying, I don't know what I'm going to do now. I mean, it's not like it's the highest paid job in the world for the amount of grief you have to take, right?
Oh, yeah. Someone wrote it on the text line, my wife is a principal and regularly reviews bus footage and does discipline for things that happen on the bus. Okay, which district is that? Now I really want to know. Someone else, I drive a bus. Back in 1987, I'm a teacher, got married, couldn't find a job as a teacher, so I was an assistant. The driver's job is to get the kids to school safely. They either need a monitor on the bus or to not let the kids speak Spanish.
That's right.
Not her job to discipline.
It shouldn't be her job to discipline.
Well, she can't. She has to focus on driving.
But how would you enforce a sign, number one, unless she was standing up and smacking them every time they said hola? Right? I mean, how would you enforce that? She puts a sign up at the front, English only. Okay, well, your feelings got hurt. You didn't physically get hurt because of it.
Hey, I said no speaking Spanish.
¿Qué pasa? You know.
What if they start holding back the kids after so many absences?
I've now exhausted my Spanish vocabulary. I'm sorry.
I know hola.
Cerveza.
That's about all I know. Oh, no, I was going to say au revoir. That's French. I took French in school. Clearly, I learned a lot. I even studied abroad in Belgium and I actually, believe it or not, did some interviews in French.
Really?
Yes. And now I don't know squat. Is that not so depressing? They force you to take all these foreign languages. I'm not saying it's a terrible thing, but they force you to take these stupid languages, and then you don't remember any of it. You memorize the words, and then you forget it. Because other countries, they start these kids learning the foreign languages. Like, they start learning English when they're very, very, very young, when it's a lot easier to retain it. Versus here in the United States, we start, 7th grade, 6th grade, maybe, is when you begin. And that you're still young then, but my understanding is that when you've waited until that point, it's a lot harder to retain it.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm using that excuse.
I don't know, because I see these language tapes you can get and listen to and recordings, and I don't know. It's going to take up. Maybe I could do that and learn a new language, and it would occupy all that space I used to use for memorizing people's telephone numbers, because I don't have to do that anymore. I know that particular space is empty. Don't you remember? Don't remember this, but as
636-537-2481. Oh, I remember phone numbers.
We had to memorize all of our friends' phone
numbers.
No,
I did. I grew up like that, you guys. I didn't have the dial phones, but I didn't have cell phones until probably middle school, high school.
There's some unused space up there. My wife would agree with that completely. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Christian Kirk. He's the local Tesla owner whose car was vandalized in broad daylight, and what the idiot forgot is that Tesla's record everything. So he got caught red-handed, and he's about to go to court again in January. We're going to get the update on that story.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.